Job not working out? Move. And thus, the great American industrial migration continues. Americans have always relied on the possibility of changing locations as a means to prosperity. We're one of the most geographically mobile populations in the industrialized world. Now, a new study of the U.S. workforce says that where you are headed economically and geographically depends to a surprising degree on where you're coming from. With us is David Leonhardt, Washington Bureau Chief for our partner, The New York Times. David, welcome to the show.
Thank you, John.
So explain to me how mobility is kind of destiny, or destiny is mobility, in this economic study that you've looked at.
Well, mobility is a question that economists have gotten a lot more interested in, because for a long time they've been studying inequality, which is really a snapshot at one moment in time. But if you think about it, mobility matters more, right? We don't want to just know how people are doing at a moment in time. We want to know how they do over their lives. And so these economists took this huge database of anonymous earnings records and looked at how people did over time. And what they found is that where you grow up has a really big effect on how you do over time.
And what sorts of factors go into distinguishing one place for another as giving you the tools to be successful?
Well, academics being academics, they are appropriately cautious that these are correlations, not causations. But they're pretty strong correlations, so I think we should put some weight on them. And they identified four big factors that affected whether a metropolitan area tended to be better at helping people climb the economic ladder or worse. And the four were education, family structure — did places have more two-parent families or more one-parent families? Civic engagement — do people join churches? Do they join bowling leagues? Are they involved in their community? And then one that I really focused on in my article, the economic layout of a place. Is a place economically integrated? Do the middle class and the affluent and the poor kind of live all together, or are they separate? In places where they are separate, it tends to be harder to climb the economic ladder.
So in segregated places where the lower classes, middle classes, upper classes don't intersect very much, is that a sign of prosperity, or is it an indicator that the individuals in that community aren't probably going to do as well as in a place where there's more mixing?
Well, I think it's the latter. I think it's much harder to do well. I went down to Atlanta to report the story, and the one thing I just heard again and again and again was I heard about how hard it is to get to the job opportunities. Atlanta is a famously sprawling metro area. It's got pretty bad public transportation. And so I talked to people who lived in a tough neighborhood, and it would take them 2 hours to get to a decent job in another neighborhood. And so if you instead have a place that's integrated, it's much easier to get to better jobs, and it's much easier to climb up the ladder.
Would you say the civic engagement piece here is all about traditional networking, or does somehow a community that has a lot of civic engagement teach you how to get from one occupation to another to advocate for yourself better?
We're guessing here, because this really is one area in which we don't know what the cause is. But my guess with the civic engagement is that it's some combination of all of the above. In places where people are more likely to belong to churches, they're more likely to hear about job opportunities. I talked to one woman trying to find a job as a chiropractor, and she said, this has reminded me that I'm a loner. I don't have a lot of places to go to get advice. So some of it is the connections, and some of it is just the idea that when people are out in organizations spending time together, it sort of builds a social fabric in a way that is probably difficult to fully capture with words or numbers, but that just makes a place function a little bit better than in a place where people are isolated.
Lesson from this study: everybody should live in Washington.
Well, Washington does tend to have higher mobility, although it's not the absolute peak. Washington is on the border of the South, where mobility tends to be lower. The places that really stand out with high mobility, some of the big cities in California, some of the smaller cities in California: Salt Lake City, New York, Boston, Minnesota, and then really interestingly to me, and more surprisingly maybe, some of the small metro areas in the old industrial Northeast and on the Great Plains.
David Leonhardt, Washington Bureau Chief, for our partner, The New York Times. Thanks so much.
Thank you, John.